In 2 years, the UN has been investigating claims that its own peacekeepers started a cholera epidemic in Haiti that's killed almost 8,000 people and infected one in 16 Haitians. Most scientists who've examined the case believe the evidence is overwhelming. These Al Jazeera pictures show the camp where Nepalese soldiers were based and where it's believed sewage contaminated a river starting the outbreak. The UN, though, has never admitted its peacekeepers are to blame, and it's never apologized. Now, in a bureaucratically worded statement, the UN says it won't pay compensation claims which amount to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Today, the United Nations advised the claimants' representatives that the claims are not receivable pursuant to Section 29 of the Convention on the Privileges and Immunities of the United Nations.
We've come down to the Library of the United Nations to discover what that means. This is the resolution. The UN has never accepted responsibility for the cholera outbreak. What they're now saying is, even if it was our fault, we're not going to pay out any money. In fact, our peacekeepers are covered under this resolution by diplomatic immunity.
Lawyers for the victims say it's disgraceful the way the UN has handled all this.
In many ways, the UN has already been found guilty in the court of public opinion. The evidence is there. It's essentially undisputed at this point that the UN is responsible. It's just a question of the UN actually living up to its obligations.
The UN Secretary General phoned the Haitian president before the statement was released. He knew this would be treated with anger and disbelief in Haiti. And it was.
This is revolting. The entire population, the family of the victims, will join forces to fight the UN mission. The UN statement is a declaration of war to the families of the victims and to everyone who is fighting to find compensation for them.
The UN brought the disease to the country. They can't say they won't compensate the victims. We have to send them home.
For Haitians, this was a bombshell announcement. Not only no admission of responsibility and no apology for all the deaths, but no compensation money either. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.